Start the tape!
Are we doing this? Really? Wait for it.
Pow!
Diary of
DBMM.
It's also B-Movie Mania. What's wrong with this movie?
It's time for Diary of.
Diary of
B-Movie Mania.
Okay, let's do this. How are you, B-Movie Maniacs, B-Movie Monsters, B-Movie Mashers, B-Moverinos, B-Movie Minions, B-Movie Misters, B-Movie Missuses, B-Movitarians, B-Movinadians, B-Movie Bimbos, B-Movie Files, B-Movie Phobus, B-Movie Cultists, B-Movie Schultists, B-Movie MDs, B-Movie Noodle Soups, B-Movies and Cheese, B-Movie M-Rares, B-Movie Squirters, B-Movie Catchers, B-Movie Fans, B-Movie Watchers, B-Movie Malt Liquors, B-Movie Peekers, B-Movie Sneakers, B-Movie Smoking Some Reefers. How's it going today? Wow, welcome to Diary of a B-Movie Maniac, DBMM. That's right, you're tuned in and you're locked down, because that's what we got here. Those tapes are started, and you're not going to do anything about it. We're just going to, well, you're listening now. You can't turn it off. I've made your phone stop doing that. Unless if you're using an internet browser, you might be able to back out. But on your phone, don't even try to unlock it, because it's stuck. You're listening to this now. Hey everyone. Welcome to Mic Week. We did it. All of you listeners have spoken. All of you B-Movie Maniacs out there have said, we want Mic Week, and guess what? You have a week dedicated to your number one B-Movie Maniac. That's me, Mike Hayes. How about that? Pow! Right? Right? People could do stuff, man. It's great. People can actually motivate and do things, and then stuff happens. It's fantastic. You got on the streets. You voted. You called your congressman. What happened? Mic Week. We got it. So what does that mean? Mic Week means you get in this episode, this off-season content, another Diary of a B-Movie Maniac, this time with Chris Hudson. Crazy Chris Hudson. You've heard of him. That's what Uncle Lloydie calls him. But also, on top of that, what could possibly make this Mic Week? Well, we got another bonus episode this week, and oh crap, are you going to be excited for this? It's with Paul Brooks. You may remember him from the original Diary of a B-Movie Maniac episode, but also from all the other, you know, episodes of the show. All the main season stuff, Paul's in every one. So, yeah, you know who he is. And he's great. So Paul and I did our quick take this week, and we watched a conspiracy documentary, and it was eye-opening. Holy crap, you guys won't believe it. When you hear just what happened and what we watched and listened to, your minds are gonna just pow right out of your head. I mean, this is some serious shit we've discovered here, or at least watched someone try to tell us about on a video. I don't remember what it's called right now, so I'll tell you what it is on the outro, but get ready for it. It's cool. It involves NASA. All right. So this week, we've got Chris Hudson on here on the Diary of a B-Movie Maniac, and we get into some deep shit. We're talking. It's the night of the marathon, just like with Paul, but we're not in a bathroom this time. You know, we're just talking. We're the only ones up left. You know, that paints a picture for you. The other two had wussed out, fell asleep. So me and Chris Hudson are up. We're watching a movie the night Evelyn came out of the grave. Maybe you've seen it. It's a famous Italian film. It is fantastic. Highly recommend it. But we're watching that. We took a couple minutes out of our time to get to the bottom of what makes Chris Hudson tick, right? You know, what happened in his life that made him like B-movies, made him get into the stuff that, you know, you love the low budget. What is it about it? Why does Chris Hudson like this stuff? So we're going to get into that. But first, are you sick of bird flu? Do you want to not have it anymore? That's what everyone's saying. Well, if you go to 1-800-WORM-GERMS, you can be one to help stop bird flu. That's right. The kind people over at Worm Germs have come up with a thing that is the germs of worms Because did you know worms make themselves sick? A worm will infect itself with a disease to poison a bird because it doesn't want to get eaten. So the idea is it infects half of its body. The bird eats the bad half, cuts the worm in half in its beak. And the other half gets to grow itself back together. That's how worms work. It's science. We're all in middle school, right? We all dissected worms. We did it. So that's what this is about. There's scientists here at wormgerms.com that have perfected the disease that worms would give themselves to sicken birds, and you can have it now. It comes in gummy worm form. It's very cool, very cute. So call 1-800-WormGerms.com, and you can also get this 20% off deal if you go to the website wormgerms.com/maniacs, and you'll get 20% off on your first order. Minimum order of 5, but it's a great deal. They sent me some over here. I haven't been attacked or bitten by a bird since I started taking them. So it's a great product, 20% off, wormgerms.com/maniacs, or call 1-800-wormgerms.com and they'll give you the discount. All right, let's get into this now. Chris Hudson, B-movie maniacs. What is it? What's going on in his brain? Here we go. So here I am, not in the bathroom, with another B-movie maniac for this series, Diary of a B-movie Maniac. Well,
I would not allow myself to be in the bathroom alone with you.
You just interrupt. Okay, let me get the title out.
Here, wait, hold on.
Let me
have a sip of my tasty beverage.
I don't even have a beverage right now.
Well, whose fault is that? I'm not sharing.
I will steal one of Paul Zima's right now. I don't want it, but I'll have it.
No, you should save those for Paul.
I should go get a Zima.
Paul is a Zima maniac.
Paul is dead right now.
Well, yeah, he'll never notice one of his 16 Zimas missing.
Okay, well, so this is Chris Hudson.
Hello!
I'm sure you recognize his voice.
Of course.
We're here at the B-Movie Marathon. And Chris, can you tell me how many people are awake right now?
2. If you include the people on the movie we're watching right now.
Great, so we're both asleep?
Yeah, we're both asleep.
Okay. No, it's you and me right now, and it's... What time is it?
It's
5 a.m.
It's 5. We got to get some 5 a.m. clinkies.
Yeah, you do, of course. So it's 5 a.m. We're in the middle of the night Evelyn came out of the grave?
I think that's what it's called. So far, there's been no Evelyn... No graves.
No, I think.
And no coming out of graves.
No, it's been Evelyn and her giant tits is what it's been.
Well, she, yeah.
I think we've.
Sure that was Evelyn? Well, I guess she died.
Who else would have been?
I guess she needs to die first to come out
of
the grave.
Yeah, didn't they kill her? They killed her, yeah. Didn't they cremate her then, too? Like, was that what smoke was?
Well, no,
I'm pretty sure that's what that was.
I think he was burning her
clothing.
Small bra.
Yeah, her bra that didn't was the wrong size.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, Chris. We're here at this marathon.
Yes,
we're the only 2 people awake right now.
And we're almost halfway, we're 3 hours away from being halfway.
Yeah, we're getting there.
So this is usually when we start crashing.
Here's where the problem is. We've had 2 guys who have crashed. Whether it's been, I think one strategic, Jay. Jay strategically said, I'm gonna pass out for like an hour and a half for like a movie.
Yeah.
It tends to be okay for each of us to pass out for a movie length of time.
Yeah. I can maybe kind of 2. Goes. 2 for stretching.
If you do
I'm
2,
cool with that. That's
if you
okay.
do more than 2, no,
more
no,
than
no.
2 is annoying.
But it's considered like, yeah, if you pass out, you pass out for a strength of a movie. Jay, I feel, strategically did this.
Yeah,
he made, I think, the wrong decision.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I want to talk to you about. So he passed out. We just watched a movie that I think we both enjoyed watching.
Yeah.
It was a fun, weird movie. It was odd. But
enjoyable.
I can see someone not thinking it might be interesting, right?
Well, if you don't like porn.
Yeah, it was a porn. Okay. So it was Alice in Wonderland, an X-rated fantasy from the 70s, which was fucking weird. And
it was
like,
so weird.
I loved it, though. It was great.
I enjoyed it more. I mean, I picked it kind of as a joke and thinking it would be a little weird, but kind of a jokey movie, kind of a nice sleep-through movie, but it was just weird enough to be really good.
Yeah, it was
That exactly. It was weird enough to be really good. And that was kind of the fun of it. And there was like some sort of a moral that kind of went through it a bit. Like
You don't really get that in porn these days.
No, there's no morals.
You know, at this point, I'm not hiring any plumbers, cable guys, pool boys.
I'm just on my own now.
Yeah.
No, but we're in this other movie.
I think she's about to climb out of the grave.
Oh, that would be cool.
So this is the titular scene, I guess.
But the thing is, when like you and I, like the thing is, Jay decided, all right, I'm gonna fall asleep for this. I'm gonna lay in bed, and if I fall asleep for this movie, I fall asleep for this movie. And we haven't talked about Paul, who got way too drunk, Paul, and has just passed the fuck shit.
Yeah, I don't think Paul's gonna be around for the rest of the marathon.
Oh god, he's out for the next 12 hours. God,
he drank so much so fast. Oh my god, it hit him really hard.
And he was hitting old granddad early.
Well, we had a big lunch, purposefully thinking that, hey, we eat a lot, then we'll be able to drink more, kind of keep going. But that's not how Paul works.
But here's the idea though. The strategy though. In this, because this is like a sport. So Jay did that. He's like, all right, I'm going to see if I fall asleep. If I fall asleep, I do. Wake up. So I wanted to stay awake because I wanted to watch this Alice movie. Now, I don't know anything about this Evelyn movie, though I'm currently, like, what I'm seeing, I'm kind of into whatever's going on. Like, it seems kind of fun.
Yeah. It seems all right.
But I definitely want to see the movie after that. And so, like, and then the rock block starts.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, that's my thing. So, yeah. Did I fuck myself? I'm gonna have to at some point, I think.
Well, I'm reaching my second win. I was thinking that I thought I might sleep through this one or the next one.
I thought this one maybe, but yeah. Now that I saw, well, let's be honest. Can we be pervs for a second? We saw this woman.
Yeah.
She pulled some things off of her body, and we're like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah. No complaints here.
And then following the movie, other than that, it seems like it's an interesting flick. Yeah. It's an Italian horror film type thing. It's pretty fun. But the point is, yeah, it's hard to decide. Do you have any sort of strategy?
Well, usually I stay up as late as I can, but I want to be awake for breakfast because it's free breakfast.
Yeah,
I don't
miss that. You can't miss breakfast.
So I get up then, and then I'm good for the rest of the marathon.
Yeah.
But this year, I mean, you know, you and I are the ones who are up like the most.
Yeah, we are.
And we get one, maybe 2 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I don't know. I'm thinking, I feel okay. I feel pretty good. I'm hitting my second win.
Like, I'm not dying right now.
Yeah.
So,
So we might, once we hit the rock block, I think everyone else will be up and excited. The energy picks up usually in the morning, and we just kind
of. Yeah, this rock block looks fun. Yeah. Like, I don't know anything about any of the other movies than the one I picked, and I've not seen the one I picked. But I know it looks bonkers.
Yeah, see, I haven't even seen the one I picked. It's one of Paul's favorites.
Which is yours?
Rock and Roll Nightmare.
That one? Okay, so the cover of Rock and Roll Nightmare looks insane.
I saw like a couple clips, and it's so good.
Dude, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, well, Paul said he met his girlfriend because of their love for Rock and Roll Nightmare.
Really?
So,
wow.
I've got some high hopes.
I'm a little disappointed. I won't give out who the winner was, but we did a poll for the Hall of Fame,
and
we each got to pick a choice, a nominee,
a previous B-movie marathon alum.
Yes, and I picked last year's Voyage of the Rock Aliens.
Yeah, that was really
we all had a lot of fun watching that.
And I downloaded the soundtrack.
Did you really?
Yeah, fuck yeah, it's so good.
And the thing is, the reason I thought that was a good choice was because literally that's the movie that inspired the rock block this year. I thought it was a good, influential movie in terms of our universe.
Yeah.
And no one knows what the fuck that movie is, so it didn't get any votes. So that movie did not win. Spoiler, that didn't win. But okay, I want to backtrack a lot, okay?
Yeah.
So your first choice that popped up this year, the second movie of the marathon, was Beware the Blob.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a great
movie.
It was a great movie.
I've really enjoyed both of my picks this year so far.
You've done...
And that has not happened. That does not happen every year.
No, you know.
Sometimes I pick a movie unseen,
mm-hmm.
and one or two of them are duds.
Yeah, it's hard.
But this year, I've only seen one of my picks this year. And so... And that's the last. That's round ending the marathon.
Oh,
so
got the
I know
big boy.
I got the
gate. Right,
I got the gate. Yeah,
yeah.
And I know
you
that's
were,
good.
You that was good. You you literally the finale. So
I mean,
you picked a good one.
Yeah, I haven't seen it since I was in eighth or ninth grade. But
yeah, Paul puts these together, puts their schedule together, and he usually does a very good job. Not he's not perfect.
Yeah,
but was. You close out on something like The Gate. Like, that's great.
He does a good job.
Yeah, no, we whoa, look at the TV screen. What? We got some more sexy stuff happening.
Oh, I guess.
That's Evelyn, I think.
She's coming out of the grave. Oh, boy.
All right, we have to talk, though, still.
With style.
Because I wanted to talk to you about The Blob.
It's more of a striptease coming out of the grave.
Yeah, we could do a burlesque to this.
Striptease out of the grave, yeah.
My girlfriend's a burlesque dancer. Whoa. Let's just get her doing this dance. Oh, my God, this would be great. Okay, anyway, let's pay attention. I just hit myself in the face, literally. Yourself. Okay, no, but The Blob, you picked The Blob.
The Blob, yeah.
And you mentioned that you have a history of loving The Blob.
Yeah, it was one of the first horror movies I loved as a kid. I don't know, I must have been 7 or 8, maybe 9. Yeah. I was really young.
Like the 80s Blob, or?
No. Well, the older, no, this was before the 80s
Steve McQueen Blob.
Yeah, the Steve McQueen Blob. Oh, wow. I mean, this was, this was the early 80s when I saw that on PBS or something.
Sure.
And I was obsessed with this movie. We recorded it off PBS or something, and I watched it, like, a lot.
Yeah.
And I haven't really seen it in probably 30 years
No,
now.
Well...
Maybe 20, 25.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, but I'd never seen the sequel. I'd heard that there was a sequel.
You haven't seen the 80s one?
Oh, I've seen the 80s one. Yeah, oh, Frank Darabont.
Oh, you mean you haven't seen The Blonde, but The Ball, seen The Blob,
the one we watched tonight. The one we watched tonight.
The
didn't even know. I mean, I'd heard that was... Oh, wait,
we're going to have a hard time. She's getting real crazy here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, I'd heard that it was a thing, but I'd never... I didn't know for sure until just a few years ago when I found out this was a little thing, and it was directed by Larry Hagman, which I'm a fan of.
Sure.
Yeah, it was surprisingly good.
Yeah, it was very fun. It was way more fun than I thought it would be.
Yeah,
it was a bit campy at first, and then it got into the thing is, there's a reason the Blob movie there's a bunch of monsters, right?
Yeah.
The Blob is technically a monster.
Yeah.
There's a reason that hasn't caught on. Because it's kind of got that zombie slow vibe to it, except it doesn't have the masses of the zombies.
Yeah.
So it's kind of but it gets bigger the more it eats.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Katamari Damacy kind of thing, which I wish there was a movie of that.
Yeah, I think of the time is right for a sequel to the original Blob, not the 80s version.
Yeah.
Where the Blob just gets bigger and bigger and...
And just consumes the Earth.
Yeah, it consumes the Earth.
And then it consumes then the solar systems.
And
the,
yeah.
And then maybe the video game that goes along with that movie is a new Katamari Damacy game. The Blobamari Damacy, and he has to roll up things to replace everything the Blob has done. Because normally those stories are... Dad got drunk and ruined the universe.
I think we got another striptease.
Have another striptease going on here. Okay, the segment that all the fans are really liking about this Diary of a B-Movie Maniac is, and they're
the fans.
The fans they're loving this off-season content.
Right. They are,
and they're loving. Everyone is foaming at the mouth for what I'm about to do right here.
Wow,
this segment.
Don't kiss me, Mike.
It's one question to you.
One question. All right.
Ready?
What is this question? Wait, I need a drink.
All right, get a sip.
Little peep at this striptease.
Yeah. This is a real weird thing. This is really 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, not that I know anything about that, but I bet you this is better than that.
I've seen part of 50 Shades of Grey. I had a Chinese subtitled version.
You got some Dom jeans in there?
I guess.
If that's what it said?
It was something like that.
Okay.
This is way better.
Okay, well, here's what the big thing everyone wants to know.
Yeah.
Chris?
Yes.
Do you have any questions for me?
You know, I do. Lots of questions.
Okay, what are they?
Totally not stalling for time.
Mm-hmm.
While I think of a question. Has anyone else asked you a question during this stuff?
Everyone before you has.
Yeah, and what were those questions? Let's recap the previous questions.
Are you trying to stall for time?
No, I genuinely want to know because I haven't listened to these, and I don't know if I'm even allowed to listen to these.
Well, they haven't been broadcasted. Oh, she's got some real boots.
Wow, those are.
Here's the thing: it's not any sort of secret that we're recording on the same night. So
right.
So I've had Paul in the bathroom. I've had Jay elsewhere.
Whoa.
So.
Some pretty serious allegations.
Mm. So the thing is, we're sitting on the couch, the only ones awake.
Yeah.
And so I can't remember the questions I've been asked. But now I'm sitting here. This is 100% like a Dom sub thing.
Yeah. He's got the whip out.
Like, she's putting on these fucking, like, fuck me go-go boots.
And this is,
He's whipping her a bit, like, playfully. Playfully,
but this is
oh, not... then she's on, like, a fucking, like, fuck me pad.
And this is not...
shit?
And this is not the first movie with people in whips.
No.
Whipping people. Which is, I guess, what you do with whips.
Okay, we can't talk about this. We have to we have to follow the, what the viewers want.
And the viewers want more questions.
They want to know what you have to ask
me. What I have to ask you. All right. Why the Daisy Dukes, Mike? Why is that your B-movie tradition? Sorry, well, B-movie marathon tradition,
rather. Well, as a kid, I always had Jean... cut off shorts.
Oh yeah, well that was the we and, were the right age.
Yeah, you know we had these jean cutoffs, and so like the thing is they kept getting caught in
riskier and riskier situations.
Yeah, well I'd hop over a fence. I'm a young boy. I'm like let's go to the fig field. So I'd
pop, fig field.
I'd pop over the fence and then like oh shit. A barbed wire got me on with the pants, and it would unravel, and I'd have to cut myself out with my... I'd have to, like, sharpen a stick and cut it out.
Are you sure this isn't a porn that you're describing?
Could be.
Yeah, well, sounds
like it. I mean...
Sounds a lot like it. I mean, I don't...
Do you want to produce?
No. Maybe, you know.
Yeah. For
the right amount of cash.
No. No, the Daisy Dukes, I think they're from... I have these Daisy Dukes from a party that Paul threw once. Surprise. And so I cut them real short because he was doing like a white trash party. And so I showed up with these.
I've seen pictures of that.
Yeah.
I don't think I was invited to that. I don't know.
Maybe I don't think you live in town anymore. Yeah, you're out of town. It wasn't up here. It was down in Bloomington, Normal.
Really?
I think you were... I don't think you lived in the area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't never moved away from the area.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was around.
Oh. Maybe Paul didn't like you.
Yeah, it might have been him.
That could have been it.
That's probably it.
But we like each other now. Well, you like each other now, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Do you like Paul?
Well, I picked him up from the train station, so...
That's pretty nice.
And I didn't push him out while
the car was moving. Oh, you could have.
I could have.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Chris, thank you for joining me for this episode of... Diary of a B-Movie Maniac.
I don't get to ask any more questions.
Oh, if you got more, go for it. I'm sorry.
I mean, not really. I mean, I could think of something.
No, you don't have to. We've hit the 16-minute mark. It's all right. Good.
Well, I'm going for the longest episode of all the B-Movie Maniacs. And I'm going to keep this going.
No, you've got it. It's all good.
Are you sure?
Now, I can just do a slow fade if you want. Well, if you want to keep talking, I'll just slowly fade out of this.
That's not really fair. I mean, I don't want you to fade out until I'm finished talking because... Hold on, I've got to take a drink. Hold on, this is going to be really quick. Here we go. Anyway, what do you think of the Teddy Beef I've got? Pretty good choice to make that for
Well, there we have it. We got Chris Hudson, found out what made him tick. He had a pretty good question for me at the end, those Daisy Dukes. If you've followed any of the video or photo feeds, you've seen me wearing those things. So... You know, it's a little treat if not keep an eye out. Those Daisy Dukes aren't going anywhere. It's a B-Movie Mania marathon tradition. But yeah, thanks Chris again for, you know, coming in. Well, to the marathon, he was going to be there anyway. But, you know, thanks. I'm glad he sat down with me and stayed up and watched those movies and talked about, you know, just what was going on in his head. And that was great. Also want to thank again the folks at wormgerms.com. If you don't want to get attacked by birds... It's the worm germs, 20% at checkout. So next week, not next week, I'm sorry. Fuck. On Thursday, that's 2 days from now, Paul and I have our quick take where we watched The Eon of Horus, a documentary about how NASA is an occult organization, and holy guacamole, it is bonkers. It is absolutely insane. And... It's a real fun episode. We try to get down and try to really get into what exactly they are trying to tell us. And I think we did a pretty good job as much as could be asked of anyone who isn't completely insane. So check it out. It's our quick take. It'll be on Thursday. And of course, Mike Week. We did it. First one down the hatch. All right, everyone. Have a good one. Thanks for listening. TC lives!